Let's now talk about the East African Community integration pillars. That is basically the custom market, the custom union, the monetary union, and the political federation. Where are we as a region in regards to all these pillars?
As you know, and you've already said, that the four pillars of regional integration, the first one is the customs union. And we are happy to report that goods now are moving within the framework of common tariff within East Africa. Of course, there are a number of challenges to do with non-tariff barriers that are there, but that is already happening. So we are happy that, you know, at the border points, we are able to declare goods as made from East Africa, and you will be exempted. You will not be able to pay the duties like the goods coming from outside East Africa. So we are making good progress. However, we said that we would want to see this one more supported. We need automation of systems, and the automation of systems will facilitate trade more easier. And that's why we are asking how we intend to support the automation of the customs union in South Sudan at the border points, so that you can fully realize the benefits of customs union. And this is what we are doing. The second pillar, which is the common market protocol, and this is something I think we kept on discussing, free movement of people. And one of the issues I know that has been coming out is the issue of visa. So we are still discussing with the government to make sure that the issue of visa is removed, so that people can move freely, South Sudanese can move freely to Uganda, to Kenya without paying visa. And this is a discussion that is being held. And we, once this is done, then we are realizing, or the people of South Sudan will be able to benefit from the free movement of persons, which is now part of the second pillar of regional integration. Third pillar, which is the monetary union, is an institution. We want to have a common physical and monetary policies harmonized, so that ultimately you can have one currency. And once you have one currency, it becomes easy to do business. It saves on time when we are trying to do exchange rates and stuff like that. So we have already written to partner states to show interest of which country would want to host the Monetary Institute, for example. So we are still waiting to receive those confirmations. But also, we have realized that other partner states of the EAC have hosted institutions, except South Sudan. And we are encouraging South Sudan, we want to identify one institution that can be hosted by the South Sudan. And already we are discussing, and we have identified one of them, which can be hosted by South Sudan. So we'll be engaging the ministry and the government so that we can see how soon this can be done. The fourth pillar, which is the political confederation, already we have initiated a process of picking views from the citizens of East Africa, so that we can even start thinking of a constitution of the political confederation. But remember, for a political confederation to succeed, other pillars must already be a success, because other pillars are the building blocks to the ultimate political confederation. For example, you cannot have a successful common market if the customs union is not working. You cannot have a successful monetary union if the common market is not working. You cannot have a good political system functioning smoothly if the pillars of a customs union, common market, and monetary union are not properly working. So we encourage that we support all the pillars, so that once they succeed, even the integration process will be a success and will be of benefit to the people of East Africa.
There had been frictions between the East African Community member states in basically in regards to border issues. We saw Rwanda and Uganda getting to a bitter relation because of the issue in Katuna border, and also of recent South Sudan and Uganda had a problem in a Lagu border point whereby goods were unable to come into the country for a week. We also saw this in Malaba border. What's the EAC trying to do to address these challenges that's impeding the growth of the region?
You see, as you rightly said, the community is about the people, and it is private sector led and market driven. So far, there are a lot of achievements that have been done or achieved by the East African community. And one of them is a common national ID, where now you can move from one country to another with a national ID. There are many others, like, for example, the issue of, common visa, tourist visa, which you can come from Europe, and using that visa, you can also move around the East African community. So in any setup, for example, in any community, even at family level, there must be issues. But that does not mean if issues are not there, they cannot be resolved. One thing I can tell you is that there's a lot of political goodwill from the heads of states to work together, and they make sure that the East African community is a success. So whenever issues arise, the East African Secretariat, and it is our duty, to identify an approach that can be used to resolve those issues. So they are not so difficult issues that they cannot be resolved. They can be resolved. But of course, again, we have the political goodwill. So we are in the process of initiating some processes that will resolve some of these issues. And it's not only the border that you are talking about. Also, in all the border points, there are a number of issues, and we want to make sure that in all the border points, there are no issues, and we're able to resolve issues without any problem. And I'm confident that the East African community will be a success, and it will benefit the people of East Africa, including the people of South Sudan. And I encourage people of South Sudan to fully participate and create interest in this.
Can you also tell South Sudanese why it is hard to harmonize the immigration laws in the region? For instance, Rwanda, Burundi, and Tanzania had no visa restriction on South Sudanese, but Uganda, Kenya, and South Sudan still has issues with immigration policy on how goods and people can travel within the region without any hindrance.
You see, there are a number of issues that we must consider, and those are some of them depends on countries' interest. And the countries have to take time and come up with a framework on how to harmonize these things. So I'm confident that the public of South Sudan is willing and is discussing with our partner states to make sure that there are no issues. So basically, I can assure you, the harmonization process of the visa is in the process, is being discussed, and soon we are going to have a free community where there are no visa issues. The people of South Sudan, I want to thank you, and I want to congratulate you, first and foremost, for maintaining peace. I want to ask you that we work together with the rest of the countries in East Africa so that we can be one people. We are one people. When I am in Juba, in South Sudan, I feel I'm at home. And so when South Sudanese, you are in other parts of East Africa, you should feel at home. We should be a one family, and we should embrace our community. When we are together, we are strong. When we are divided, we are weak. We need to be united so that we can be a strong community. And I want to encourage South Sudan, people from South Sudan, to remain part and parcel of the East African community. And we are going to support you fully in whichever way and build your capacity so that you feel proud of being part of the East African community.